Welcome to Optimize Your Retirement, presented by Higher Ground Financial Group. This is the radio show and podcast dedicated to helping you navigate common financial challenges on the path to a successful retirement. Tax attorney Daniel Rasby and his father, Raz, have a passion for guiding people towards financial freedom by helping individuals understand and reduce the three biggest retirement killers: risk, fees, and taxes. Now, let's begin. Here's your host, tax attorney Daniel Rasby.
Welcome back, everyone, to riskfeesandtaxes.com. I'm Imran Rasby. I go by Raz.
Yes, I'm Daniel Rasby, and I'm a tax attorney. We are here at Higher Ground Financial Group. That's our company name. And like Raz said, the website is riskfeestaxes.com. We're here to help with the three biggest killers in retirement: risk, fees, and taxes. And we talk a lot about with risk, we usually mean market risk. That's one of the biggest types of risk. But there are other risks in retirement. And one of them is the risk of needing long-term care services.
Yes. It's a very important topic. It was a big go-to thing for the last, 25 years. And, everybody got worried about it. They had to go out and get it. And then the rates kept going up, and they dropped it. And what happened was the insurance companies got into the long-term care market, and they really advertised it. But the problem was they didn't have a claims history. They didn't know how much it's going to go. And usually insurance companies have a built-in profit for people that don't keep paying, and that they get to keep that money. But when somebody bought long-term care, they never dropped it. So that extra profit they were counting on was not there. So they had to raise the rates. They kept raising rates, in fact, sometimes by 50 or 60 or 70%.
So long-term care insurance has gotten very expensive, and there are very few companies that still offer it compared to what used to be 25 years ago. But that doesn't mean that the need has gone away. There is still a very big expense of long-term care services. And there's been, I think I read a study the other day that said something like 85% chance if you're a couple, there's an 85% chance that one of you is going to need long-term care services. That does not mean that you're going to have to go to a nursing home, because not everybody does. Some people have family that can take care of them. Some people can stay at home and get home health care services.
In fact, majority of the people that need long-term care remain at home. So the long-term care facility, a nursing home, is there. That's what people talk about. But that's not where the majority of people get help. So let's go back a little bit. Let's talk about long-term care. What is long-term care?
So long-term care is there's an insurance definition, which is what we're going to use on this program. It's 2 out of 6 activities of daily living.
ADLs. So if you're looking at that, you'll see ADL, and that means activity of daily living.
So the activities of daily living are things like, feeding yourself, dressing yourself, getting in and out of bed, taking a shower, personal.
If you can't do one, you probably can't do multiple. But the requirement for long-term care qualification is usually 2 out of 6 ADLs that you cannot do.
So if you cannot do 2 of those things, then you are usually approved to receive the benefits if you have an insurance policy. And that's usually the time when you would need to go either into assisted living, or maybe you need to have somebody come into your home and take care of you. Home health care is what that's called. Or if you need 24/7 care, and you need a skilled nursing care, then that will be a nursing home, a nursing facility. And so the cost for what that is, it can be very widely ranged. So if you get family taking care of you, then even though they're taking a lot of time, that may not be as much cost. But if you have a home health care professional that comes into your house, you might be paying $5,000 or $6,000 a month.
So there's a couple different ways to evaluate cost, though. I mean, the cost is monetary cost, and the cost of time, and time away from work, time away from children, time away from all the things that produce for your family that you're giving up to take care of your mom or dad.
And then if you end up going into a skilled nursing home, often that can be $10,000-$12,000 a month or even more, as long as you need it.
Well, so, won't the government take care of me if I need that? I mean, that's what they're for.
Yeah, a lot of people think that Medicare will cover you for long-term care, and that is not true. Medicare does not cover long-term care services. In certain circumstances, after you've had a surgery, they can cover some rehab care and long-term care type facility for a couple of months, and that's it. So you will not get long-term care services from Medicare.
Again, that's after you've been to a hospital and released under their care, and they put you there for temporary reasons. That's it.
But what about Medicaid? Medicaid will cover me. Yes, Medicaid does cover long-term care services if you are considered poor. And you have to be very poor to qualify for Medicaid.
Well, after I wrote my check on April 15th, I felt pretty poor.
Well, poor for the definition of Medicaid for long-term care is $2,000. That's your total assets. Can only be $2,000 in the bank.
Plus, you can have a home and a car.
You can have a home and a car and $2,000 in the bank, and then you're poor enough to qualify for Medicaid, and then they will pay for it. But they will choose where to send you, and you don't get to choose. If you like a different facility better or you don't think it's good quality, too bad. You get whatever they send to you.
Now, let's clarify this a little bit. And if you're a married couple, that doesn't mean both of you have to be broke, because they did pass a law a few years ago about making the spouse destitute because of the long-term care. So the spouse does have some exclusions and availability. So you know, seek help. You want to talk to an elder attorney to really figure out what it is there. And if you're really on the cusp of whether you need it or not, or what's going to cost you, you want to talk to an elder attorney about your situation, what kind of assets you have, how they're titled. And there is a look back. So if you start giving your money away into a trust, because that's what somebody recommended, they can look back up to 5 years and to take that money back and not allow you to give it to somebody.
And different states have different rules. If you're in California at the time, then there's a shorter look back effect.
Yeah.
But if you're in most of the states, then it's going to be another a longer look back. But either way, that's a Medicaid planning to use Medicaid services. And I don't like that strategy. For most of our clients, I would prefer you to be wealthy, not to be poor. And if you can have a way to pay for long-term care services and not wipe yourself out, then that might be better. Because not only are you in control of where you go, but also you're not being a burden on the system, which is designed for people that are in poverty. And if you are not really in poverty, but you're kind of pretending to be for the purposes of Medicaid, while that's legal, it may not be the most ethical thing to do. So we like to have our clients plan other ways for long-term care. And you can go to our website, riskfeestaxes.com, to schedule a free video call with us to talk about different long-term care options. One of those is some kind of trust, like Raz mentioned, to give away your assets ahead of time. But you should have another purpose besides just Medicaid planning in order to do
that. But, you know, long-term care can get really expensive. I know probably about 20 years ago, I had a friend of mine who his mother ended up going needing long-term care. And they had a couple $1 million in assets at the time. But she and then her husband, both of them ended up going to long-term care. They wiped out the entire $2 million plus assets. And my friend didn't inherit anything. So that can be very, very expensive. So not to scare you, there are reasons. There's things that you ought to be prepared for. The more information you have, the better prepared you can be.
So if I'm not going to be poor enough to qualify for Medicaid, then what can I do? What are the options that are available to me? Well, the most commonly thought of is long-term care insurance, traditional long-term care insurance. So how does that work?
But before you go into long-term care insurance, think about this. It's all about cash flow, right? So if you got large pensions and Social Security and you have more than enough income coming in, maybe $100,000 to $120,000 of income coming in regularly, whether you work or not, and it's not taking money away from your assets, well, that can easily be shifted over for long-term care expenses.
Exactly. We had a client just the other day. She was very concerned that she would not have enough money to pay for long-term care. And so she was trying to buy long-term care insurance. And I said, look, you got about $10,000 a month coming in from your investments. You still have $2 million of balance in the investments, but you got $10,000 a month between pension, Social Security, and investment income. So if you're going to a nursing home, you're not going to be paying for your other food and travel and electric bill and all these things outside the home. So all of that income you'd go to pay for the nursing home. That's $10,000 a month you can contribute. And maybe even that's not enough. You need another couple thousand dollars a month. I think your assets can support that for a really large number of years before you run out of money. So it may not be worth it for you to buy long-term care insurance. And when she counted all that up, she was like, wow, that makes sense.
Yes, right? Don't be scared into making a hasty decision. Take a look at the numbers.
So let's say you don't have that much income, in fact, and you'd like to make sure you have enough to pay for long-term care.
So, right. So let's say you don't have a pension, you're just on Social Security, and then you're taking money out of your IRA or Roth IRA, and you're worried that long-term care will eat up that money.
So what is the option? There's long-term care insurance, traditional insurance. How does that work?
So traditional insurance, you can get a certain amount of dollars per day or dollars per month that are available for long-term care.
Up to a lifetime maximum, right?
Up to a lifetime maximum. There's no unlimited plans anymore. They used to. They used to have an unlimited plan. In fact, the best plan was a 10-pay unlimited plan. And one of my best friends did that a long time ago, and he's happy because he's paid it up in 10 years, and it's unlimited, and they can't change it. It's a contract.
Traditional long-term care is available today.
And so that means that you got to pick $100, $150, $200, whatever it may be per day that you're purchasing. So you're purchasing an amount of money per day that they'll pay for long-term care, and then how long will last. It could be 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, and that's kind of about limited. That's how long it would last. And since most nursing home stays are going to be 3 years or less, that you should probably cover that in most cases.
And the nice thing about the long-term care insurance, traditional insurance anyway, is if you do run out of all your other assets, Medicaid will start paying even though you have $200,000 or $300,000 left, because that was the amount that you bought. Because Medicaid says they reward you for prepaying for long-term care, and that allows you to partner and you leave your kids several hundred thousand dollars and not.
That's only for tax-qualified long-term care plan. Not all of them are, and they have to be tax-qualified, a partnership program to make sure that you can protect your assets that you put in long-term care covered.
But what's the biggest downside for traditional long-term care insurance? Well, the biggest downside is that when you die, if you don't need it, then it's gone. Well, it's kind of like buying car insurance, and you don't total your car, so they don't buy you a new one.
Yeah.
All right. So it, just like most insurance, if you pay for it and then you don't need it, then it's gone. So because it can get very expensive, a lot of people find that to be a major downside, especially when your expenses might be high in retirement anyway, and you don't have enough money to pay for it.
I mean, should I eat out today or should I pay my long-term care bill today? Yeah.
So then there is a hybrid plan, and these are not usually tax-qualified plans, but they do provide a reward for if you don't need it, then at least you get the money back. So you can set aside either in a lump sum or over 10 or 20 years money into a hybrid long-term care and life insurance policy, where if you need it for long-term care, they'll pay up to a certain limit. And there's even a couple plans that are unlimited that'll pay for no matter how long you live. And with that, if you don't need it, then your kids will get often the money that you paid in back, or maybe even some growth on it for a death benefit, and that's tax-free. So that way, let's say you have a couple million dollars of assets. You say, well, I want to put $250,000 or $300,000 in a long-term care prepay.
Quarantine that money so it doesn't infect the rest of your money. And that's really what you're doing. You're putting aside, say, $200,000 so the other million or $2 million or $3 million will not be affected or be taken away.
Because that way, you know that whatever is needed for long-term care, you've already prepaid for it. And the insurance company will use your money first. If they need more, they'll use their own pocket for that. But if you don't need it, then they'll give you all that money back as a tax-free death benefit when you die.
So how can the insurance company make money if they don't give you money back? Well, the thing is, they have the use of your money, your $200,000, for maybe 10, 15, 20 years before you need it. And so they've been able to make a lot of profits off of that, and they're gambling that you won't need it that long. So they'll use your money first, and when they run out, then they'll use their money and part of the profits, and that's where you're transferring the risk to the insurance company.
But sometimes it's good to transfer some of the risk, especially if it could be a very expensive bill for long-term care. And so, again, go to our website, riskfeestaxes.com, and we can help do an analysis for you, find out if you really need long-term care insurance, and maybe you already do have enough money to self-insure, but we want to give you the confidence that you have that and you don't need to buy insurance. But if you do, let's help find the best plan as a fiduciary for you.
And we're almost out of time, Dan, but I heard there's a home health care plan that you can also do by a certain number of hours.
Yeah, there's also a membership plan. It's not really insurance, but there's a one company that offers a membership program where you can kind of prepay for home health care. And it's only good for home health care. But again, if you're interested, you can talk to us about that. But again, you got to go to our website, riskfeestaxes.com. And we're out of time, but we'll talk to you soon. Go there, riskfeestaxes.com. Make an appointment.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Optimize Your Retirement. To take the next step and receive personalized guidance tailored to your specific financial situation, schedule your free call with tax attorney Daniel Rasby. Visit riskfeestaxes.com. That's riskfeestaxes.com. Or call 888-263-HGFG. That's 888-263-4434. We look forward to hearing from you.
Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy. Higher Ground Financial Group does not provide securities investment advice. No part of this program should be construed as advice to buy, hold, or sell any security. Any mention of securities is incidental and for educational purposes only. Legal and tax advice provided through Higher Ground Legal Incorporated pursuant to signed retainer agreement, if applicable.